It is Bowerly. Let's go to Channel 7, WKBW's Autumn Lewandowski, meteorologist. Autumn, thank you so much for joining us. My first question is, as I look at the forecast, I don't see a great deal of difference between what just punched us and what is going to be punching us.
Exactly. It's round two of almost the same type of scenario. However, the winds are going to be lighter. The weather or temperatures are going to be colder, making it more of a fluffy snow. And, you know, the wind chills are going to be 5 to 10 below zero throughout the day tomorrow as well. So that's the difference. But same areas that were really stacking up with snow the last time around is looking to be the same this time around.
So the winds are going to be less, but as I read in one of the forecasts, up to 40 miles an hour, that's not a lot less than what we got, is it?
No, well, we had 65 mile an hour gusts within the last lake effect band that was over Orchard Park, and everyone was sending those videos of whiteouts
right,
there.
Right.
So they were significantly higher with gusts, but we are going to be a little bit on the colder side. Well, it's the coldest air of the season, the most Arctic air mass that we've had. And that's going to allow some bigger, fluffier flakes to fly too. So as that kind of gets pushed around, it's easier for it to get pushed around as well. So we're going to have difficult travel within this too. It all starts as we're talking now across the southern tier. This band is going to lift north throughout the night, going to focus on our south towns, Hamburg over to Elma and to Alden. And then that band, the difference between this one, it's looking like its sights will be set on Metro Buffalo, especially into our morning commute and even our evening commute on Wednesday. And with a band that may produce even over an inch an hour, but if only an inch an hour, if it's over the city for 12 hours, say 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can get a foot fairly easily within that band.
Well, of course. And then I know it's going to hang out over the city of Buffalo, much like the blizzard of 22 did for a long and extended period of time. You remember that finger of snow that went over Buffalo and Amherst and Cheektowaga. And there was a time where it stayed over one area for a long time before it eventually moved to the south. Now, this band is coming from the south, and it is heading to the north into and over downtown Buffalo. And at what point does it start heading north of the city of Buffalo, and how much snow can people expect in the Tonawandas and Amherst, et cetera?
So with the Tonawandas, Amherst, northern sections of Erie County, that band may push up to even almost just south, maybe south Lockport, likely into our Wednesday afternoon. So 11 to 3, which, I mean, at this point, when we get to see that lake band and how the winds are reacting during the day, it's much easier to know exactly where it's going to go. At this point, with all different models that I've looked at, there is a time during that time frame, 11 to about 3, maybe even 4 o'clock, that it pushes north and then it will come back south. So that could be, you know, 3 to 6 inches, 3 to 6 inches of snow into the Tonawandas. Not so much Lockport. I think they're going to be left out a little bit of that. But, you know, if it kicks up just a little further north for an hour, you know, they get another inch or two. So that happens into the afternoon for our Wednesday. Then the timing of when it drifts back south is kind of up for debate as well. It can hang out there between 6 and 11 p.m. Models that I'm looking at are starting to drop it a little further south to the hardest hit areas yet again between West Seneca and Elma and Alden, and then dropping south into the Wednesday night and overnight by Thursday morning. We get that band back up towards Buffalo and into the afternoon.
Well, I mean, as David has pointed out, we've used the word oscillating an awful lot, and the oscillation is determined by the direction of the wind coming in off the lake. We learned that fun fact over the weekend. What is this? Is this super band that is never going to go away? When does it finally dissipate and say goodbye?
Well, what the problem is, we've gotten essentially opened Lake Erie with hardly any ice. The western end is starting to show some slush on it, which is great. But however, it being 39 degrees, warmest for this time of year and essentially open, it's just the fire hose. And right now, a little kid has got it, and it's just whipping all over the place is what's going to happen. And really, we stay cold with snow into the upcoming weekend. However, the lake effect will likely begin to tail down into the evening on Thursday. But Friday, Saturday, we'll still have some snow around, too.
But, you know, the thing about the kind of snow you're describing and the cold temperatures you're describing, anybody who's lived in Buffalo long enough knows that that light snow, especially in cold temperatures, can be extremely slick on which to drive. Great to ski on, bad to drive in.
Yeah, we want the powder under our skis, not under our tires. That's for sure. I love my snow tires. I will try to talk anybody into switching out into snow tires for the winter. It's just a peace of mind, although, you know, you always have to drive cautiously. Some don't.
Yes, yes. Even with the snow tires, I know you don't want to put in a plug for the kind of snow tires used by Autumn Lewandowski.
No,
I mean, wait for the paid endorsement for that. Autumn, listen to me. Listen to me. Is there anything else that you want to mention about this particular round of weather that I failed to ask you in my negligence?
You know, I think a lot of kids are going to have off tomorrow. A lot of schools are closing. We are in the teens. Again, it's going to be as cold as we've been in a year. So just bundle them up if they're going outside, your pets as well. We're going 10 below zero at points overnight and into early Wednesday. So outside of the lake effect and how fun that can be for kids with a snow day, it's also that bitter cold that we're going to have to contend with during this time frame as well. So that's probably the only other thing that I'd want to mention to everybody.
The kind of cold that when you go, it freezes the inside of your nose almost instantly?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, we've lived in Buffalo long enough, and remember the blizzard of 77, and everything would freeze instantly inside the nasal passages. Autumn Lewandowski, meteorologist, Channel 7, WKBW-TV, I want to thank you very kindly for joining us. Much appreciated. Oh, one quick question. If you were in charge, given what they did during the last storm, which proved to be a very effective game plan, would you institute a driving ban?
I mean, I am definitely not in the powers that be, but for the day tomorrow, if I am in that lake effect ban, I'm not driving through it.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I feel you. Autumn, thanks a million. Again, much appreciated. Autumn Lewandowski from Channel 7 WKBW's Eyewitness News.